Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there will be a new edition of the TJ and Jody's House podcast posted at noon Eastern. And is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Order my luxurious bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth and save a lot. Get 41% off the blanket or anything else at Cozy Earth when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the code TJ. TJ, not TA, TJ. No time to be silly, you know, when I'm influencing.
That's right.
I'm out here influencing. Riggins, I know you don't like going to the movie in the theater at all.
It's okay.
Do you, Lindsay, do you like going to the theater to see a movie? No kids. Let's say no kids.
Okay. Yeah. I do once in a while. It's, you know.
Okay.
And twice a year.
And then the tech D Rob loves it. I like it. I really do. Is it frustrating, though, that when they tell you a showtime, that then that means they're going to start about 10 minutes worth of trailers or more?
Oh, it's more than 10 minutes now.
Is it
45 minutes?
No, it's not that much, but it's
at least 30. Yes. I just went to a movie with the kids and I swear we were there 30 minutes watching trailers.
Well, there's a Connecticut state senator who's introduced a bill that would make theaters reveal the actual start time of a movie so audiences can avoid all the ads and trailers.
Come on.
Now,
man.
Is that something that you really need the government stepping in and regulating for you? See, this is what I'm talking about. The government has other things that are more important they need to be handling.
Yeah, maybe.
Even if that's frustrating to you. You know that they're going to be on there, the trailers. So maybe you don't go for the entire block of trailers. Maybe you go in at, you know, two. If a movie says starting at 2, you go in at 2:10.
Yeah.
You miss, you know, a lot of it.
Yeah. The flip side is, do you want this guy working really hard on important matters? Maybe not. You know, let him stick.
He's thinking is his job. Yeah.
Let him handle the movie start times because guy's probably a doofus, but that is crazy.
I mean, I kind of would appreciate it. My kids were running the aisles after 30 minutes. The movie hadn't even started. We were like, what are we going to do now? So yeah, he can, I mean, you know, if that's what he's good at, let's let him do it for me.
It's 30 minutes. That's crazy.
Oh, it was wild. I mean, but now we know to go later. So you're right. I mean, we don't have a use for it. Like we get it.
Not me. I want to be, even if I've got to sit there through a bunch of trailers that I don't really have any interest in seeing the movie. When those lights go out and the loud stuff on the screen starts, you know, what's her name? Menounos. What's her name?
Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos. Yeah. Once all of her stuff is done, you know, with the stupid trivia and then all that other crap, I need to be in the seat ready for the movie to start.
Yeah,
because that's when the loud trailers and all come on.
Yeah.
If I come in during that, then I consider myself to be late.
Really?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And most of the time I hate the trailers because they're all about stupid, you know, superheroes or some kind of fantasy of people living in a cave and, you know, the year 3030 and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Stuff I'm not interested in. Yeah, I don't care about any of that, but I still want to be there for it.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, everybody, a lot of people have been talking about the extreme low temperatures. You know, people who usually don't get really cold weather have been getting it, and it's been difficult to deal with. But I think, you know, if you've had to put on an extra layer of clothing in Florida and maybe walk to your car in the snow or something, then you got it pretty easy compared to this guy. This was in Canada. This guy was at a bar and they were outside fighting. Have you seen this story?
Yeah, it was on TMZ.
Okay. Is it an old story that everybody knows about?
I don't know. It was up Friday or Thursday or Friday.
Okay. So this guy ends up in the scuffle outside the bar and lands on his stomach. And when he did, his business gets frozen to the concrete immediately.
Oh,
I don't know why his business was exposed.
Why was it out?
Yeah.
Why was it out?
But somebody on Facebook claimed that the story was that the cops got there and had broken up the fight and had them lie down on their stomachs where he could cuff them and arrest them. And that's when it got stuck.
Oh.
Mm.
And then there is footage out there that I wasn't going to watch, but it's the footage of his having to be peeled up off the ground.
Oh. Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe during the scuffle, the other guy pantsed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have seen that strategy. Gotcha. I have seen that strategy used in a fight where a guy just gets completely naked. And his attacker just freaks out and like runs away, and the guy chases after him. And they're like, "Oh my god, get away from me! You're crazy." Okay,
that's it might work. Genius.
Yeah,
I would run.
Yeah,
but then if you slip down, then you're done for at that point.
Yeah, frozen to the sidewalk.
See, and I don't know why that wasn't in the story. That why he was exposed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it wouldn't stick through your pants, right? It's the skin on the frozen concrete.
Yeah, unless he peed himself or something, you know, his pants were wet. I don't know.
It's just crazy. These are the kind of things I would like to know.
Yeah. So you get beat up in a fight, and then the next day it's on TMZ.
Yeah. Well, and then the video of the police and EMTs and all peeling you off of it is on WorldStar.
Yeah.
That's where the video of that was, on WorldStar.
I got more bad news. It's on WorldStar now. Everybody's seen it.
So this is just more, you know, more proof that Canada needs us to take them over.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, they don't even know how to fight in the cold. So it'll be for your own good, Canada, when Trump takes you over.
Oh.
Yeah.
You be the 51st state. We get some American policemen in there and police officers and show them how to do it, and then you won't be out there getting all hopped up on that Molson beer and wanting to fight somebody with your business exposed. Right?
Right.
So Now Trending is coming up next. All the hot stories, so don't miss that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So the Super Bowl is set. Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, they are the top trending topics at the moment. People discussing Super Bowl 59 set to take place in the Little Caesars Superdome, or is it just the Caesars Superdome?
I don't know what they call it now.
It's the Caesars.
Caesars. Yeah, Caesars, because there's a casino there.
Yeah, so the Caesars Superdome next month, early February. But there's a lot of conversation about whether or not the NFL is rigged. That is the other top trending topic, NFL rigged. And there seems to be a belief that the NFL has an interest in making sure the Kansas City Chiefs continue to make it back to the Super Bowl because they bring in more viewers than other teams would. I'm not really sure what their theory is, but it's a big conversation.
Well, and first of all, I don't know that I necessarily, they have good points that they're making, but I'm so disinterested in it that I haven't really kept up with everything. I do know that it makes sense that, because I don't trust Roger Goodell for anything. He's the commissioner of the NFL. I think he's shady. So they're saying that they have to keep the Chiefs in it because of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift. And that Taylor Swift is basically following along, that's what I heard the other day, with a storyline. Like, that's why she shows up in the suite with people that, you know, supposedly she's friends with. Oh, was it Sexy Red that went to one of the games with her last year or something?
Oh, dear. No, I didn't see
it. Or Ice Spice, maybe. Ice Spice. Yeah. And then this year, Caitlin Clark showed up at one of the games. Nobody's ever heard of Caitlin Clark and Taylor Swift being friends and hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody was confused about the Ice Spice thing. When are they friends? So it's almost like Taylor Swift is there to bring in more attention with other celebrities and keep people talking. And like, who's she going to come in there with next? So that's about all I know about it. And then the refs are light on calls for them. I mean, they pretty much will call in the Chiefs' favor, error on the side of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have noticed that.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people discuss it. I thought that was an interesting theory. It's rigged. NFL's rigged. Anytime you talk about rigging, it's always interesting to hear. Today's National Bubble Wrap Day. Are y'all bubble wrap poppers?
Sure.
Some people are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Lindsay, I don't see you popping a lot of bubble wrap.
No, my kids like it. I could pop a bubble or two.
I can see her just being like, I got other things to do. I'm not messing around with bubble wrap today. DJ Unk passed over the weekend. You might know his song, Walk It Out, was a massive hit.
Walk It Out.
He's a young guy. He's in his 40s. So DJ Unk still trending this morning. Kind of sad. It was a hit song.
Yeah. Any idea of cause of death?
I think they did. They posted something. I don't want to say because I don't have all the information, but I believe they have found a cause of death. Okay. Nothing nefarious.
Not trauma or anything.
I don't believe so. So Walk It Out. That's so sad. Who is your guy? TJ's got a guy for one very specific thing. And I think this is super interesting, but you might have one in your own life. And we're going to find out who it is next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, I got two text messages at the same time on Friday afternoon, and I got really excited. They were from Spectrum, my cable provider.
Mm-hmm.
It said, your TV plan now includes Paramount Plus subscription. For activations instructions, go to spectrum.com/Paramount. The second text message comes in. Your TV plan now includes Max at no extra cost. Watch The Pit exclusively on Max app. Visit Spectrum.com. So I got Paramount Plus and Max on the same day for free. Well, not for free. I'm paying a lot for my cable. So that's why they're throwing them in there. But I haven't had those streaming platforms before. I don't have any. I have none. I have Amazon Prime Video because I have a Prime subscription.
So I'm don't have Netflix or anything?
Nothing. Nothing. Mm. And they're expensive, so I cancel them all. So now I've got HBO Max and Paramount Plus, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like the world is my oyster. I can watch so many things, but I didn't know what to start with. And you immediately came to my mind. TJ has somebody in his life that when he and Jody are looking for a new show, he can contact this one person. It's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's watched everything on every streaming platform. There's not a new show that comes out that she doesn't go and watch. So he'll contact her and go, hey, you got any good recommendations? And she's come through pretty solidly,
and
right?
It's odd you should mention this now because on today's TJ and Jody's House, we talk about her and the same thing.
Oh, really?
For this show that she's recommended to us that we're loving right now.
What did she recommend?
Kim's Convenience.
That's the show you've been talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I did end up watching The Pit, which is about a Pittsburgh hospital. It's a great show on HBO, but I need a guy like that in my life. Now, a guy, I'm using quotation marks. It can be a woman, but do you have somebody in your life that can help you with something extremely specific? Having a woman that can recommend streaming shows is clutch, especially if you like watching TV. So what is it for you? Who is your guy? At TJ Riggins Show. If you've got a great answer, we've got a couple of here. Dana said, I know a guy that knows where all the best or slash cheap mechanics can be found. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You can always contact that person. Lindsay, I know you've probably got some just through like your mom groups and things like that.
Oh, I have a guy for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And silly things like when my husband travels for work. So if I'm home, and he's not.
Yeah.
And the, I guess it's a fire alarm.
Yeah, the smoke
detector.
Like
was going off.
Yeah.
Or what?
Smoke detector.
Smoke detector. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I call my neighbor. He's like older. He's newly divorced. Like he just wants to be
Needed.
You know, yeah. Needed.
Yeah.
So I call him. I'm like, hey, it's 2 a.m. I'm pregnant and it's way up on my ceiling. I just need it to turn off.
That's amazing. And that's a godsend to have somebody like that close to you that just wants to help. That's a blessing.
So now anything electrical, I'm like, hey.
my wife has another one.
Okay.
Her friend Denise. Whenever we need some sort of a specific person to fix something, like you need a roof guy, you need a gutter guy. If something happens and we lose hours, she calls Miss Denise and she knows all of that.
She does. She's like the yellow book for every kind of service.
Uh-huh.
That's really good. And there's some great answers here. If you've got one to add, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at TJ Riggins Show. We'd love to read it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Looking great in a pair of stilettos. Shouldn't leave you in agony. Get the painless stilettos my wife wears. Her name's Jody. You can save 30% when you use the promo code TJ. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Look hot, save money, be comfortable.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't think that's their protege footwear. I don't think that's their slug line. But
look hot, stay sexy.
Look hot, save money, be comfortable.
That's it.
I like it.
There you go.
The letters.
All right. So many people now are trying to lose the weight because it's January. Every January, people start trying to lose weight. But a lot more people now are starting to move over toward the no preservatives, basically the organic lifestyle of eating. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not great.
Oh, really?
It's not great, no.
Really?
But I saw a thing, an article that said that the next thing that could be sweeping the health world is camel's milk. Now, you know, they have almond milk, cashew milk, oat milk, all those different kinds of milks.
Yeah.
But they say that camel's milk could be hypoallergenic and lower your risk of heart disease.
They're trying to get you to act crazy. They're like, let's see if we can get them to drink camel milk next. Yeah. I mean, this is what's happening.
I would try. They're going to lose 10 pounds overnight.
I would try camel's milk.
I know you would. You would just try most things.
Just to see if it, what it tastes like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it doesn't sound as disgusting to me as eating cockroaches.
Oh.
People talk about how the health benefits of cockroaches.
It's all protein.
Yeah.
It's like so are toenails. Right.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
eat that. And how many of them do I have to eat before I get to at least 10 grams of protein?
Right. Just go eat a steak. You're fine.
You can get a 30 grams of protein in one chicken breast.
Yeah.
How many cockroaches do I have to eat to get 30 grams of protein?
See, I'm telling you, they're just trying to get you to do the craziest stuff.
I know. And there's no telling how much camel milk is going to cost. But it could be a whole industry where you're going to see more and more camel farmers out there, camel ranchers.
Oh, great.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Spitting everywhere else. Big
herds of camels.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So a big story coming out of communist China. We got to watch them communist Chinese, their leaders over there. Tell you what. Now, I think that this little kid has a bright future working for the communist powers that be in China, because it seems like he's got the mindset to be able to hand down brutal punishments for people who get out of line.
What?
Yeah, he's 10, and his dad reprimanded him for not doing his homework. And you know what he did?
What?
He called the police and told them his dad had drugs in the house and where to come get him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there are these poppy shells. I don't know what they are, but anyway, they're illegal to have in China. And his dad had a few of them out on the patio or somewhere. And he just said, "Dad's not yelling at me. I'll show him," and called the cops. The cops busted in because, you know, it's communist China. People aren't free. And walked out there and found him on the thing, took his dad to jail.
Those are some kind of drug?
That's yeah.
A drug? Okay.
Right.
Tell me to do my homework again. Dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a psycho.
So, if I'm Xi Jinping, the brutal dictator of China, I'm going to say this kid's got potential. Yeah. This is an evil little kid here. You don't want to mess with him.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That is a villain story, origin story.
So he's probably been, you know, adopted by, you know, the high ups.
Oh,
and his life from now on is probably going to be training to be a brutal dictator someday.
Mm.
Yeah. Or just
youngest dictator in history.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now I haven't gotten mad at my parents when I was a little kid for yelling at me about stuff and all that, but I never wanted to get them incarcerated.
No.
No.
Not at all. You go in your room, you slam the door, and you get angry, and you punch your pillow, and then you get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call the cops.
Yeah.
My dad has drugs out here. What? Yeah. That's a psycho little kid.
I'm tired of him telling me to do my homework. Come arrest him. Send him to prison. He's got drugs.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Congratulations are in order for Lizzo. She announced on her Instagram on Saturday that she recently hit her final weight loss goal. She said, I believe she lost 16% of her overall body weight. And she said she was really proud of herself, but she recognized, she said, I know some people are still going to say on the internet that I'm big backed. And that I'm not as thin as other people, but I don't care. I'm proud of myself. And she looks great. She looks really good.
For her.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen any picture of her.
Yeah. She did this whole video and she showed on her phone how she's keeping track of her fitness goals and things like that. Yeah. And it said, congratulations. She was drenched in sweat. It looks like she was working hard to hit that final benchmark.
Did she refer to it as a journey?
She called it this. This is part of my intentional weight loss journey. So you're losing weight intentionally for a goal rather than just fluctuate. I don't know. I'd have to look into it, but those are the words she used. My intentional weight loss journey.
So made it even more dramatic than calling it a weight loss journey.
I think so. Yeah.
My intentional. Everybody else does it accidentally.
Yeah.
Or because they're not paying attention. I'm doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it accidentally.
I know.
I don't even know what that would be like.
Lizzo's off in the head.
So she was in the news trending over the weekend. Yesterday marked the 5-year anniversary of the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter in that helicopter crash, which ever since then, I mean, helicopters, I look at helicopters totally differently now.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just seem like, why would you get on a helicopter? They seem so dangerous, but I'm sure they're very safe.
And I look at them and wonder why some people still call them a whirly bird.
A whirly bird.
Those are the real questions.
That's a whirly bird up there. And then the top trending topic, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 59. LIX in New Orleans on February 6th or the 9th, whatever that is. And then people are asking for to move the Super Bowl to a Saturday. Once again, happens every year.
Yeah. Stop asking.
Yeah. This year it'll be broadcast on Fox. I know starting in 2027, ABC will also be part of the rotation. It goes around from CBS to Fox to NBC typically.
But you know, the NFL is so ready to mix things up and change rules and have their players playing all across the world, inconveniencing them and making them play in these little podunk countries and stuff. But when it comes to putting the Super Bowl on Saturday to be more convenient for the viewers, they're like, oh, we got to stick with tradition. Get out of here, you bunch of clowns.
You got the Dolphins playing in Germany.
Exactly.
In Brussels. Ridiculous. I got embarrassed. TJ's going to love it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I had something kind of embarrassing happen to me on Friday, and I shouldn't be embarrassed by it, but I am. I like my beer every once in a while. And I was getting beer on Friday, and I always go to the same place because the cashiers there are friendly, but they're not overly interested in what I'm doing in my personal life. It seems like everywhere else I go and I get beer, they go, oh, you off today? You're not working today? Because I go in the morning after the show is over. It's typically when I'm out. So they don't make a big fuss about it. And I always do the same thing. I don't buy cases of beer. That might be shocking to you. I buy 18s.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad always bought 18s, 18 packs of beer. And when I've told this story before, when we'd be on a road trip and we'd stop at McDonald's, my brother would ask to get two sausage McMuffins with egg. And my dad would say, you don't need two. You can only have one. And my brother would go, I swear to God, Dad, I can eat two. I swear to God. So my brother, now in his 40s, always gets his kids two sandwiches, even if they don't ask for them, because his dad wouldn't get him two. For some reason, I always get 18. I get there, they're out of 18. So I get a case of beer, I bring it up to the cash register, and I'm talking to the normal cashier, and she scans my thing, and the manager pops out from around the cigarette wall and says, you get the 18s, right? And I went, yeah. And he goes, sorry. Yeah, we don't have, we're getting more in. So now I've become the guy that they only recognize as beer guy. I mean, to come out from basically the back of the store to go, you like 18s, right? I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, we're going to get more of this. So I'm like the sole reason they keep those in stock, I guess.
And you know, they call you 18.
Probably.
Oh, hey, here comes 18.
Yeah.
That is such good customer service, though. I mean, I see how you would be embarrassed, but.
But I've realized this has happened in more than one place. It happens at the vape shop, too. I'm the only person that buys this certain juice, and they keep it in stock just for me because nobody else buys it. I'm like, do I have like that weird of preferences that all these stores, I am loyal, so I understand why they do it, but I guess I've just got unique interests.
Well, and they probably remember you because you're nice to them.
Maybe. But yeah, I don't want to be known as the guy who's always getting 18 cans of beer in the middle of the week.
Is 18 unusual to get? I don't buy beer, so I don't
kind
think.
Of. It's you get a 6-pack, a 12-pack, a case, which is 24, but 18 is kind of the odd size. But I like them because it's like getting cigarettes. You know, I never wanted to buy the carton of cigarettes.
Right. Because that means you're a real smoker at that point.
Yeah. And getting a case of beer means
you're drinking too much beer.
Maybe.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.